Off the Ball Rugby.
When you come across a gem, you keep him. We talk about Brice Toulon. I don't look upon him as a player. It's very rare you could say in modern sport, really, that he's a good friend.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up today, new Connacht head coach Stuart Lancaster lays out his plans for next season. Gerry Thornley on whether Leinster have declined since Lancaster left. And ahead of the English Premiership semi-finals, we'll hear from Michael Cheka, Pat Lam and Johan van Haran. First up today, Stuart Lancaster has set out his ambitions for Connacht ahead of taking up the head coach role next month. The 55-year-old is heading to Galway in July as the permanent successor to Pete Wilkins, who stepped down in April. The Westerners finished 13th in the regular season of the URC, missing out on a place in next season's Champions Cup. Speaking to Connacht in-house media, Lancaster outlined why he feels the playoffs and top-tier European rugby are realistic targets for the province.
In my presentation to the panel, I did an analysis of the last season, and obviously the end result in terms of the league table was not where anyone wanted it to be. But actually, statistically, in a lot of the metrics, you'd say Connacht were very good. So credit, I think, for the foundations that, you know, Mark Sexton, Pete's put in, Scott Fardy, you know, who went up pretty well. Those guys did a great job, and I feel part of the attraction of coming was I felt the foundation is strong, you know, in terms of like the quality of the squad. There's a big tweaks I'll be thinking about in terms of like how we approach training and how we approach certain games and how we play. But overall, I think there's a really good foundation. And, you know, when I look at the quality of the players, the age profile of the squad, the quality of the young players who are available, and knowing what I know about how to try and develop that group, I think it's a really exciting opportunity for us to kick on now. You don't want to put yourself and make predictions too early. But if we can improve the areas, I think standing out to me, obvious to me, I think we do better than last season. Set ourselves a goal of qualifying into the playoffs, because obviously you're in the playoffs this time of year and you want to be in those. And obviously Europe is a big one for me as well, having had the experience of Leinster. And also, the disappointment of Racing, really, about how it turned out for me. So there's a real desire in me to want to do well. And I want to pass on what I've learned to the players and the coaches here.
So we're 2 days out from Leinster's latest attempt to win a URC semi-final. Defending champions Glasgow Warriors are the visitors to the Aviva Stadium for that last four clash on Saturday afternoon. Josh van der Fleer, Gary Ringrose and Tommy O'Brien are all doubts for the weekend, with head coach Leo Cullen revealing his team tomorrow. Leinster haven't won silverware since Stuart Lancaster left the province in 2023, and Gerry Thornley believes the side have experienced a decline over the last two seasons, with Jacques Nienaber taking the reins from Lancaster. The Irish Times rugby writer joined Owen Shahan on Wednesday Night Rugby.
Can I ask you then, what has Leinster's misfortune in Europe done for Stuart Lancaster's reputation over the past number of years? Because if you look at that in isolation, you could make the case that Leinster have disimproved since Lancaster left the building. Is that unfair?
I think the jury is still out to some degree. It certainly hasn't. You cannot say the hiring of Jacques Nienaber as the senior coach, if you like, the director of the way Leinster are going to play, taking over from Lancaster, has been a success. Under no way can you say that, because the Champions Cup is the Holy Grail. And although they kept the opposition scoreless in the round of 16 and the quarterfinal, while also scoring over, 114 points, ultimately, when push came to shove in the semi-final, the defence was ill-prepared for the Northampton Saints and conceded four tries by half-time, and that was the undoing of them. You can talk about the non-selection of Jordy Barrett and leaving him on the bench. You can talk about not taking the shot at goal. But as unforgivable, really, as anything, was conceding, what was it, 38 points at home? Like, if, or 35, or 30, 36, whatever. When you concede 35 points or more in a game, you have a good chance of losing it. I think Leinster scored 33, didn't they, or 35, whatever it was. That should give you a good chance of winning it. The fault lines were as much in the defence as anywhere else. And Leinster came up even a game shorter than they had done in the previous three seasons. Which is not to say that anybody has a divine right to win the Champions Cup, including Leinster. You know, only one team can win it. 23 teams don't win it. Toulouse didn't win it this year either, you know. But I just think that the jury's at best out on the post-Lancaster years at Leinster. That's all I would say. And certainly you cannot say they've improved since his departure.
And if you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. It's also semi-finals weekend in the English Premiership. Bath welcome Bristol Bears to the Rec tomorrow night, while Saturday sees Leicester Tigers take on Sale Sharks at Welford Road. It could be the last game in charge of Leicester Tigers for boss Michael Checa, who's moving on once this season concludes. Former England second row Jeff Parling will assume the head coach role from next season. Checa joined BBC's Rugby Union Weekly this week and reflected on his time at Welford Road.
I've enjoyed it. I haven't coached a club for a while, right? So it was a bit of apprehension. Like, if, you know, whenever you go to something new, you've got to make sure you're up for it and you can manage it well. But it's been pretty. I've really enjoyed the environment at Leicester. I think it was a club that interested me always. Obviously, I played against them in the European Cup final. I've had players come to the clubs I've coached from Leicester and they've made a huge difference. So I suppose I wanted to see what was under the bonnet, you know. And some things have been exactly as I thought. Some things have been the absolute opposite. But I've enjoyed, I've just enjoyed the ride, you know. I've lived in the country, which I've never done before. I'm a city guy, so I've had a great time and I've enjoyed the league as well. I think there's varying styles here, which I totally didn't expect to see. There's, you know, some teams like, you know, Pat's across here from me, a team like his, it's running the ball well, way more than, you know, they talk about Super Rugby running the ball all the time. They're playing great footy in that way. There's all different styles, which I got to admit I was taken aback by, so I had to prepare a little bit different than I thought, because I hadn't seen a lot of the Prem beforehand. So I've had a great time. And
Bath head coach Johan van Haran is hoping to add a Premiership title to their Challenge Cup triumph this season. The Somerset club were beaten in last year's final by Northampton Saints, and former Munster boss van Haran wants to go one step further this year.
I think for us, obviously we came up short last season. Time flies. We've had a lot of fun this season, but also a lot of challenges. And sport for me is somewhere between grace, hard work and luck. So somewhere between those three things, and what all three gentlemen said, I think the Premiership's fantastic. I left South Africa in 2017 to go to Ireland to become a better coach and loved my time there. And I've absolutely loved my time in England. And why? Because we are working with amazing people, but also involved in an amazing competition. And I said every week, a year ago when we sat here, it was all the negative bits about the Premiership. Mm. Like, for me, it's the premier competition in the world in terms of all 10 teams are trying to play positive rugby. And similar to what Alex said, it struck me on Monday, like, this could be the last one. Like, there's four of us now, next Monday there'll be two of us. And that's the reality of sport, and that's the beauty of what we're all involved in. And similar, you know, you just want this journey to continue. And there's two massive games over the weekend, but yeah, from our side, love to be part of this amazing competition.
Bristol head coach Pat Lamb guided Connacht to Pro 12 glory in 2016 and says the unpredictability of the Premiership is what makes it so special.
Well, the Premiership, I believe, is one of the best in the world. You know, you have, exactly what Michael said, different styles. You have that freedom. You know, normally everything's governed down from, you know, previously from Ireland or previously from the All Blacks, but certainly here we can drive what we want to drive as a group. But then no one can really predict a winner except for Johan's team this year. But in every game there's competition, and that's what you want in competition. When I love sports and you watch it, but you really want to know when you're watching something that who's going to win. And you know, and certainly the last few years in the Premiership, it's been a brilliant watch every week. There's always some good games to watch. So, yeah, I love that freedom that everyone can do what they want to do for their teams.
And to finish today, Wales head coach Matt Sherritt has added an iconic international to his backroom team ahead of their summer tour to Japan. The 101-capped Lee Halfpenny is the latest to be added to the coaching ticket. He'll join fellow Wales legends Adam Jones and Getson Jenkins, Harlequins boss Danny Wilson and T. Rhys Thomas on the two-test tour. As well as being a centurion for Wales, Halfpenny made four test appearances appearances for the British and Irish Lions between 2009 and 2017 and was the main goal kicker during their victorious 2013 tour of Australia. He spent the season just gone playing at Quins and is being linked with a move to a club in France's Pro D2 for next season. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.